Yemen's Shia Houthis reject the president's offer of a national unity government and his decision to partially restore fuel subsidies. Earlier, Yemeni officials said that President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi will appoint a new prime minister within a week, but a spokesman for the Houthis has called on Yemenis to hold new protests against what he called corruption. Anti-government protesters, including Shia Houthis, have held daily protests across Yemen over the past weeks, demanding the government to step down. Security forces have, on numerous occasions, used force against protests, but this has failed to end the unrest. Yusuf Mahri is our correspondent who joins us from Sana'a to tell us about the crisis there. Well, Yusuf, there has been word and news on the fact that these protests are going to continue, even if it means that the government forces are going to get involved and people are ready to get martyred for their cause. So this is pretty serious. And, of course, give us the latest about how the offer from the president has been rejected by the Houthis.
Well, regarding the president's offer to partially mount the practice of and to set certain cabinet and prime minister, also, this is basically something that's unexpectedly has been rejected by the Houthi leaders, who rejected it only a few hours after the Yemeni government announced that it had reached an agreement with the Houthis. Actually, Houthi officials immediately stated that does not represent the Houthi movement and only represents some of the demands of the Houthi movement.
Cannot afford to pay this. They're referring to this this price hike of fuel as the inflation of death, simply because they cannot afford to pay 3,500 Yemeni riyals for 20 liters of fuel. I've spoken to the a member of the Houthis political office, Nasser al-Bukhaiti, who basically said that they partially agree with the basis of forming a new Yemeni government on the basis of an independent government free of foreign intervention and free of Saudi meddling. They basically don't want Saudi Arabia or the US to intervene in Yemen's political affairs through utilizing political factions of Yemen to reach their foreign objectives here in Yemen. And this is basically what these anti-government rallies are all about. They're about forming an independent Yemeni government which meets the demands of the Yemeni people. They want this government to be free of all types of foreign intervention. So the proposed resolution which was offered to the Houthis, the reason why it's been rejected is because it does not guarantee that there will be no foreign intervention, there will be no Saudi and U.S. intervention in the forming of a new Yemeni government.
So how do you think they're going to be able to get that guarantee?
Well, they're going to continue their anti-government rallies. They're going to continue, excuse me, they're going to continue their sit-ins. This is the third phase of their revolution. The Houthi leader, Abdel Malik al-Houthi, he mentioned 2 days ago that the Yemeni government has 2 weeks to meet the protesters' demands. Otherwise, quote, legitimate actions would be taken against those corrupt government officials who are in power to preserve Western interests. So basically, he's accusing the Yemeni government of treason, and this is something which we will see unfold throughout the week. The Houthis have rejected this peace initiative. So what that means is there's going to be the protests are going to intensify in the streets. Most likely, the Yemeni government, after this proposed initiative was rejected, they're probably going to deploy more security reinforcement around the camp, the revolutionary site of the Houthis here in the capital, Sana'a. What that's going to do, it's going to eventually cause an altercation because the Houthis are going to continue to advance here in the capital, Sana'a. There are some suggestions that the Houthis are planning to actually wage a sit-in in front of President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi's compound. This will eventually lead to some type of altercation between the peaceful protesters and the security forces. And the Houthi leader, he has mentioned that if the security forces transgress against the peaceful protesters, then the Houthis will take the initiative to defend the protesters by any means necessary. So, as I mentioned, the Houthis, as of right now, have rejected this proposed resolution. However, the mediation committee is still in Sa'da, as we speak right now, negotiating with Abdel Malik al-Houthi, And if they come to terms, we'll be able to find out maybe later on tonight or tomorrow. However, the anti-government rallies will continue. This is the third phase of the revolution. And Abdelmalek al-Houthi said that basically those who have been taken to the streets, the Yemeni people, will reach their demand, will establish an independent government free of Western intervention, whether the political factions of the country, President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, will agree to this remains to be seen. However, we can expect to see more more anti-government rallies. We can expect to see some type of altercation break out, as this is basically the last week and a half that the Yemeni government has to meet the demands of the Houthis.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Yusuf Mari there, talking to us from Sana'a.